Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love reading, pondering, and sharing humorous stories about the freakish things that happen in everyday life. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily aberrations, a micro-audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Vera Marie Landy, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is, An Ordinary Duck Becomes a Hilarious Pet. One year during Easter, while the pet store was running a special, my father bought us a couple of ducks and chickens. Having never raised farm animals before, we were surprised at how one of them had such a noticeably strong personality. Another duck. Originally, my father was only interested in purchasing a duck, but was informed by the store owner 5 animals needed to be bought in any combination. Figuring the ducks would be higher maintenance, he opted for 4 chickens and 1 duck. The duck was so much fun that we begged him for 1 more. Upon returning to the pet store and reminding the owner he had purchased 5 animals just 2 days earlier, they let him purchase just 1 more, another duck. He built a fenced-in area for the animals, constructed a small house for them, put out bins for their food and water, and allowed us to play with them, as long as we didn't bring them into the house. It didn't take long before the chickens got large enough to jump the fence and each day roam the neighborhood. There were only 3 houses on our road at the time, yet the chickens managed to make their way to every property, annoying the heck out of the neighbors, rummaging through their garbage and pooping all over. After receiving many complaints, my father gathered up the 5 chickens after they returned home one night, which was their normal practice, and brought them to a nearby farm. That left the 2 ducks, Tiger and Sunny Boy. Tiger never grew very large, and one day we found him dead in his cage. But Sunny rallied and grew huge, so huge that most people thought he was a goose. That is, until he opened his mouth and quacked. Sunny Boy and I spent hours together each day hanging around the yard. When he wasn't enjoying the kiddie pool we filled with water for him, he was waddling behind me, following me wherever I went. He was more like a dog than a duck, and he knew to stay close to the property unless he was chasing someone he didn't like. Of all the friends my sisters and I had who stopped over, there were only 2 my duck didn't like, my friend Joyce and this guy I only dated twice. Sunny would aggressively chase them down the walk, wings spread, half flying as his feet barely touched the ground, until they got back in their car. During his first winter with us, my parents had him stay outside in the carport. It was an open area with a roof, and we were able to keep his little house in there. One cold morning, he had icicles hanging off his feathers. After that, he was allowed to sleep in the kitchen in a cardboard box. This duck was so huge we could barely carry him, but after a few nights, he learned to jump up the steps and got into his box by himself. Warm weather pastime. During the warmer weather, he would let me know it was time to give him worms, which he preferred over the cracked corn we kept in supply for him. He had a special, almost skipping-like waddle as he found his way over to the bucket I kept for worm digging. Then he would quack and bang his beak against the bucket until we walked over to the empty lot next to us. He would watch each shovelful as I turned it over and pick off the worms one by one, big ones, night crawlers, and eat them like strands of spaghetti, tossing his head in the air and swallowing them whole. One time a toad jumped out in front of him, which Sunny quickly grabbed up with his beak. Ew, I thought as I watched him chew it, then double ew when he spit out just the skin. After he ate his fill, he would head home with me holding the bucket and shovel, walking behind him as he made a happy quacking sound. He had a favorite song, too. While we played in the backyard, we would put the radio in the window for entertainment. Sonny could listen to music all day without noticing a particular song, but when Joey D's What Kind of Love Is This played, he would run to the window and quack throughout the whole song, turning his head toward the window and sideways as if to hear better. We thought he was smarter than the average duck and hysterical with his little quirks and such. But he was a duck. Sometimes he would let me kiss him and talk to him, and he'd make little soft quacks. Other times, when he was becoming annoyed, he would grab my neck with his rough-edged beak and twist without letting go until I tapped him in his head. His bites hurt and left bruises. Still, he was my best animal friend, and we were as close as a person and a duck could be. A duck in a car. He loved to ride in my new car, too. In those days, no one stopped you if you had a duck sitting on the front seat looking out the window. When I couldn't take him for a ride as I was leaving for work or shopping, he would chase my car halfway down the road. I felt bad watching him in my rearview mirror as he gave up and went back to the house. But later, when he heard my car pull up, he would run down the path, wings spread, running as fast as a fat duck could run, quacking his best, most excited quack as he came to meet me. A jealous duck. If he found me talking to someone and not paying attention to him, he would quickly waddle over and start nudging me hard or biting my leg. It was his way of telling me it was his turn to be noticed. One time, my mother and I decided to play badminton in the backyard, as the net was already set up. It was a rare occasion when she played with us kids in the backyard, as she was not a fan of the outdoors. But here we were, hitting the shuttlecock over the net, and Sonny Boy did not like it. He made that obvious as he lowered his head, spread his wings, raised the crown on his head, and then circled the net the whole time we were playing, giving us his most menacing quack. We feared he was going into attack mode, so we stopped the game. A new friend. Poor thing, he didn't know he was a duck or forgot, as it had been a while since we lost Tiger. He loved to play with our new dog, Corky. In those days, dogs ran loose, and Corky ran with a couple of other dogs on our road. Sometimes Sonny Boy joined them. The dogs seemed to know he was a pet or a friend of our dogs and didn't hurt him. It was hilarious to watch them running together, a bunch of dogs and a huge duck. But one day, one of them bit Sonny Boy in the neck. It wasn't too deep, but he was bleeding. Duck blood. Not very much, but there was raw meat showing. I was heartbroken at the thought of him dying, and I patched him up as best as I could. Mom let me hold him in my arms all night, and happily, he was better by morning. We thought it was best to keep him away from the dogs after that, especially while his neck was healing. As hard as we tried, he still ran out to play with Corky and his friends, or whatever dogs and ducks do together, with no more biting incidents for months. He continued asking for worms, riding in my car, greeting me when I came home, sleeping indoors in the winter, sitting in my lap, and remained my buddy for over 3 years. He met his Waterloo. Then one night, when Sonny Boy came home with Corky, he had a huge bite on his neck. I could see his neck bones showing. All we could figure is he probably got a little rough with one of the dogs, maybe bit him in the neck as he did when he got mad, and the dog bit him back. We knew he wasn't going to survive this time. I begged my father to take him to the vet, but he insisted there wasn't anything anyone could do for him. My parents let me bring him to my room again, where I sat on my bed with him on my lap, crying. He must have been in pain, and I could see in his eyes he had given up. I sang to him through my tears and stroked his feathers. Then he stretched his neck as far as he could across my shoulder and died. I cried for days. I cried each time I saw his bucket, heard his favorite song, or left for work with no one chasing me down the road or sitting next to me in the passenger seat quacking. Of all the pets I've ever owned, there were three that would stay with me long after they passed: my bird, Hector, my dog, Roy, and my duck, Sunny Boy, the best duck a girl could ever have owned. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at Chris Narrates on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, chriskepler.com.